Sundance senior programmer Caroline Labresco gives her thoughts on the 2013 Sundance Film Festival, saying that this has been a unique year.
I haven't honestly heard a bad thing about any film. I don't want to break the spell, but on the street and among people who come up to us to talk to us, I just hear that people are really, really getting a lot out of the films. And of course, all the films are different from each other, and everyone's sort of tuning in to the different stories and styles.
She says, especially with documentaries out of the U.S., they demonstrate what viewers are interested in and how filmmakers respond.
Documentaries continue to astound us in America. The American documentary form is at an apex, and it's been kind of coasting there for a while. There's something about Americans and documentary. I think this urgency to tell kind of a deeper story than the news can serve up to us, and we see that in films like Dirty War's Manhunt, Inequality for All. You know, all these films that are kind of tuning into kind of the major issues of our times in America. People are hungry for that, and I think the filmmakers are responding. But, you know, then there's all these great films about culture, 20 Feet from Stardom, Cutie and the Boxer, you know, Google and the World Brain, Pussy Riot, you know, I don't know. There's an appeal to these films. Each one is different, but they're amazing.
Labresco says out of some 4,000 films that are submitted, only around 115 films get selected. She says there have been some outstanding moments at the festival this year.
Robert Reich with Inequality for All, you know, was here presenting his film about what happened to the middle class in America. We had the four doctors who are part of the film After Tiller here on the mountain, here in Park City, you know, talking about their work and their struggle and why they do what they do, why they sacrifice their lives to protect women. That was quite something. Just yesterday at the screening of Life According to Sam, which is about a young teenage boy with progeria, the disease that accelerates life, he was able to Skype in from Boston to the audience and talk to the audience. It was extraordinary, I have to say.
And one of the festival's most endearing films, she says, is Moo Man.
As soon as they got it into Sundance, literally the national UK press came down. They set up camp and they were following. For them, it was an amazing story, this idea of a dairy farmer coming to Sundance. This little film from England that sort of celebrates the idea of the family farm and the relationship between humans and animals. The two farmers in that farm, Steve, the man who owns the farm, and his father, Phil, are here on the mountain talking to audiences. Audiences are falling in love. I have to say, for me, one of the highlights of the festival is this notion of documentary subjects meeting their audience.
She says as far as films being purchased for wide distribution, this year has been strong.
It's a very, very robust and healthy acquisitions environment this year. I mean, the films are really strong, and buyers see that. And we've had 22 sales since the start of the festival. There were many sales right before, since the announcement. So all told, we're at 31 sales.
That's Caroline Labresco, senior programmer of the Sundance Film Festival. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.